you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. If you've read in the 10th chapter of Moroni in the Book of Mormon, then you're familiar with these words, a promise from the writer that says if you pray and you ask God, quote, with real intent, if these things are true, then he'll make them known unto you by the power of his Spirit. And I've always been drawn to the words real intent in that passage of scripture because the whole promise of finding out if that book is true hinges on your ability to live and think and pray that way. Randall Ridd, who is the former second counselor in the LDS Young Men's General Presidency, gave a wonderful talk a few years ago about this very topic, living with real intent. And he said that to live that way is to do the right things for the right reasons. And I think it also means to be consciously aware of why you are doing the things that you are doing and not just allowing yourself to get passively caught up and participating in your own life without a real sense of purpose and drive. I think we can tend to go through life that way sometimes, going through the motions and just doing things to mark off a checklist to just get through the day. And it's those tasks and attitudes that really suck the fun and the meaning out of life. And even though we can't avoid certain unpleasant things or rote tasks all the time, it's important to always remind ourselves why we are doing the things that we're doing. To what end are these things a part of our lives? A high school student, for example, and I see myself in this example a lot, might wonder why they need to do their math homework every day if they don't plan on studying math in their future. A wise parent or a teacher might explain to them that even if they don't like or don't think they have use for this subject right now, their work ethic in the class will carry through with them to other classes, and if they don't do well in that class now, their bad grades could affect their chances of getting into a good college and being able to study the things that they are passionate about. So Brother Ridd says that one of the reasons we may not be living with real intent right now is because we've lost sight of our eternal purpose in life. We forget why we're here, who sent us to earth, and we maybe haven't checked in a while to see if we're doing all that we need to be doing, all that the Lord wants us to do. So there are a few things we can do right now to remind ourselves of our own unique purposes in life. Number one is to pray and ask God what our purpose is. Something that I've gotten in the habit of doing recently, especially when life is going well, is to ask Heavenly Father if there's anything that needs to change. Am I missing something, or am I not fulfilling a certain task that He needs me to do? Am I not honoring a relationship with someone? Am I not pursuing a talent or an opportunity that I need to pursue? Having those little check-in prayers every once in a while with Heavenly Father will help put you on the right path if there is something in your life that you need to correct. The second thing you can do is to ask your parents, your friends, or your other family members what you used to be passionate about when you were younger. Maybe you've lost sight of the things that you really love to do, and you need to do a little bit of course correction work now. Another thing that we can do is to make a list of the things that you currently enjoy doing and things you wish you had time for, and see if there's maybe an area in your life that you could cut down on or cut out to make room for those things that you really do want to be doing. Chances are there's probably some extra social media surfing or TV watching that could take a back seat to allow you to pursue your purpose in life and the Lord's purpose in life for you. So in conclusion, I love this. Brother Ridd said, I encourage you to live a deliberate and focused life, even if you haven't consistently done so in the past. Don't be so discouraged by thoughts of what you have already done or not done. Let the Savior wipe the slate clean. Close quote. I would really encourage you to remember that, especially as we're nearing the end of the year. You can take stock on how you've spent your time and the things that you've accomplished over this past year, and work now to set new goals for this fresh new year that's just around the corner, so that you can be happier and more proud of the way that you spend your time and with the things that you're able to accomplish. And of course, there are several blog posts and videos on mormonchannel.org that you can look at now to get inspired about goal setting and setting a new course for your life. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.